You might ask, what is a Patagonian toothfish? Or you could ask, who would even care about a Patagonian toothfish? Unless perhaps they taste nice deep fried in batter. Well, there is a boatload of people fighting the cause for sea shepherd down in the Southern Ocean right now who care both about Patagonian toothfish and roc. And yes, I'm pretty sure they will be bummed they're missing out on Soundwave. One of these people is Captain Peter Hammerstedt on the Bob Barker. And Captain, can you paint a picture for us? Where are you at the moment and what are the conditions like?
I'm currently about 800 nautical miles south of Madagascar. I'm in the South Indian Ocean, drifting towards the Southern Ocean. I'm currently with the internationally blacklisted, internationally wanted, notorious poaching vessel Thunder. It's an illegal toothfish operator that we've been shutting down now for the past 58 days.
You've been on their tail for a while, and what was it like when you caught up with them?
We found the Nigerian poaching vessel Thunder within a Camlar management area. This is a place that is completely restricted to fishing vessels that don't have a permit to fish. The Thunder is a notorious poacher. It's been operating off the coast of Antarctica for about eight years. As soon as we came on the scene, they shut down their poaching activities, and we've been chasing them ever since.
So you're out there as part of Operation Icefish. Why toothfish is the question, and how big is the problem?
It's believed that about 10% of the total catch of fish down in the Southern Ocean is caught illegally, and that 10% is caught by six illegal toothfish operators. Those six vessels have been operating with impunity for the past 10 years. They've been able to avoid prosecution from law enforcement because they operate in one of the most remote areas of the world, a place that has very little surveillance, has very little monitoring, and therefore very little compliance. And so we wanted to fill that law enforcement vacuum. We wanted to find these poachers, and we wanted to do what the government's worth doing, which was actually physically shutting them down.
So unfortunately, it's almost like they found the perfect crime. They can get away with it down there where nobody's ever going to catch them, it seems.
Well, that's right. These poachers target this area specifically because it is so remote. Where we found the Thunder is about 15 days sailing from Cape Town, South Africa, about 15 days sailing from Perth in Western Australia. It is quite literally the most remote area in the world. There is no place on Earth that is further away from ports than where we found these poachers.
Peter, what's it like actually being in a place that is so remote? You're only 28 years old and you're already the captain of your own boat.
Well, there's a lot of dangers involved with being at sea, and there's certainly a lot of dangers involved with being down in Antarctica. There's heavy ice conditions, there's rough seas, weather is unpredictable at all times. And on top of that, not only are we tackling these extreme conditions, but we're also tackling these violent, extreme poachers, and we're sailing into harm's way in order to shut down their illegal activities. But it's work that we do because nobody else is doing it. We see the need for it. And we're grateful at the end of every day because we can measure our success by how many criminal operations we shut down.
Are the poachers getting pretty violent when they see you coming?
A couple of days ago, the Thunder tried to resume their illegal fishing activities. They started to try to deploy one of their illegal gill nets. I told them on the radio in no uncertain terms that if they tried to fish, I would slash their nets. I did that. That made them furious. They told me on the radio that they were going to get their nets back from me either the easy way or the hard way, that in no uncertain terms I had declared war on them. And certainly that's the stage we've reached now. We've got a very desperate adversary, and they're certainly willing to use violence to get their way.
Is it just a case then of you having to stick around until they eventually give up the fight?
One of the big reasons these poachers get away with their crimes is that when an Australian customs plane spots these poachers, they take note of their name, but as soon as they're over the horizon, these poachers change their name, change their flag, and are then able to get back to port undetected. It makes it very difficult for these vessels to be tracked. But as long as we're with the Thunder, there's no opportunity for that. There's no chance of evasion. And our plan is to remain with the Thunder, to escort them back into their next port of call, to hand them over to law enforcement, and therefore ensure that the illegal catch is seized and the vessel detained.
Now, the flagship of your fleet is the Steve Irwin, and it's back in safe waters here in Melbourne, and it's open to some special guests.
Well, we have our ships welcome and open to the public, and we always rely entirely on donations in order to get the work done that we need to get done. We've had tremendous support from the music community in general. Quite recently, Aerosmith came and visited the ship in Williamstown. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have been supporting Sea Shepherd for since 1982. I know that Anthony Kiedis has a Sea Shepherd t-shirt that's 30 years old. And that support from the music community has been phenomenal, and it's one of the reasons we've been able to shut down the Thunder.
I guess it makes a big difference in getting public attention to the cause when you have support from the likes of Aerosmith and the Chili Peppers.
We're completely reliant on media to get the word out there. Not only are we physically shutting down these poachers, but we're putting a big international spotlight on the act of these criminals. And these are poachers that do not want that attention, and it's attention that we're giving them every single day.
And you've extended a special invitation to the entire Soundwave lineup to get down there and visit the Steve Irwin at Williamstown. But anyone can check it out, can't they?
We invite anybody who's concerned about marine conservation issues to go onto our website at seashepherd.org.au. There's times there listed for tours of the vessels when they're open to the public. And certainly any music artists are invited to contact Sea Shepherd Australia, see how they can get involved. We need creative people to raise awareness among the public about these very issues.
Captain, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.